Yeah. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday. You big dummy. Straight out of context, Nick D. Show spies. All the regular Friday features coming up. And we're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich has the opening bell at 5, the great Steve Cochran, with show 999 starting at 6 this morning. Fantastic. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you'd like to talk or text later on for your Fly Jam requests. So SNL debuts tomorrow, 43rd season starts tomorrow. And if you are familiar with this show, you know that I kind of like SNL. that I've basically been watching the show since it debuted in 1975. And I DVR it. I watch it. In fact, I Facebook Live during it grades of each sketch that as they happen because I'm a loser. And that's what I do on a Saturday night. So I would like to talk about last season. How did you guys feel about last season? I've got some of the best sketches from last season, some of the best moments from season 42. So look back at this past season. We're going to take a look back, talk about some of the best moments and the best sketches from season 42, which turned out to be a really big season for SNL. Obviously, you know, due to the election and the subsequent Trump win, bringing in Alec Baldwin to do Trump and bringing in Melissa McCarthy to do Sean Spicer. Those were all huge things and all rewarded with Emmys. And they won the big Emmy this year for a variety sketch show, and it was a really big year ratings wise. They were all over the news, so it was a big year for SNL. I thought it was a good season. I didn't think it was a particularly amazing season. I thought it was solid. There were a lot of great things, and some things that definitely didn't work, which is kind of the case for every single season of SNL. But it did get more attention than it normally does. So let's talk about some of your favorite moments from last season. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Now, the new season debuts tomorrow, and they will have new cast members, three new cast members. There's always, every season, there's at least a couple of new cast members who become featured players on the show. And they lost three players last year. They lost three cast members. Bobby Moynihan, who was on for 9 seasons, he left. He's on the new sitcom, Me, Myself, and I. Vanessa Bayer was on for 7 seasons. She was one of my favorites of all time. I loved Vanessa Bayer. And Sasheer Zamata was on for 4 seasons. So they left those three have left the building. And so they're being replaced by three people, two of whom have worked in this city for a long time, and let's talk about these guys. They have enlisted Chris Redd, Heidi Gardner, and Luke Null. They will be the new featured performers. Chris Redd is an actor and a comedian. By the way, this guy is really funny. Chris Redd is really, really funny. It's Chris Redd with 2 D's. He is a writer and a comedian, best known for his role as Hunter in the mockumentary Pop Star Never Stop Stopping. Never Stop, Never Stopping. And and he's very funny. Actually, this guy's just really funny. He also was featured in Comedy Central Stand Up Presents series. He has experience in sketch and improv. He had a recurring role on the Netflix comedy series Disjointed. And then Heidi Gardner is a Groundlings performer. She's an actress, and she did a lot of writing and voicing multiple roles on Crackle's Bryan Cranston produced animated comedy Super Mansion. She's going to star in Life of the Party, co-star in Life of the Party, which was written and directed by and starring Melissa McCarthy. And then now Luke Null is a musician comedy guy. He does a lot of like music parodies, and he's based here in Chicago, and he worked at IO for years. And he's been here in IO, and so he's one of those guys that's going to do. My guess is, you know how Adam Sandler and Jimmy Fallon did lots of stuff on Weekend Update with a guitar, doing those the songs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this guy's going to do. That's kind of like his bread and butter. He's also very funny. He's a good improviser, and he's a funny guy, but he really specializes in doing, song parodies and musical comedy stuff. So I got a feeling we're going to be seeing him with the acoustic guitar, doing, you know, filling the shoes that Jimmy Fallon and Adam Sandler filled for a while. They've added several new writers as well, including Sam Jay, Gary Richardson, Aaron Marino, who wrote for Weeds, Andrew Dismukes, Steve Casillo, and Claire Friedman, who wrote for the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And, you know, your first show is Saturday, and the guest, the host is Ryan Gosling, and the musical guest is Jay-Z. It should be a big show. It should be pretty big. Ryan Gosling is very funny on SNL, and the last time he hosted, it was hysterical. It was so clear that Ryan Gosling was having a blast the last time he hosted, because he was on the verge of breaking in every single sketch that he was in. Esmeralda, do you remember the alien abduction sketch?
Oh yeah, was he the first one to do it?
Yeah, that was the very first time they did it, and that was the first time they did it. And it was Kate McKinnon broke everybody up on that. It was Kate McKinnon and Cecily Strong. Ryan Gosling played these three people that were abducted by aliens. Bobby Moynihan and Aidy Bryant played like government officials that were interviewing them. And Cecily Strong and Ryan Gosling are telling these beautiful stories about how wonderful and warm experience it was. And then Kate McKinnon is talking about how the aliens are batting her boobs around and they forced her to pee into a bucket. And she was just, I mean, because she's Kate McKinnon, it was hysterical, and Gosling loses it. Like, it's so funny to watch Gosling. At one point, he's just crying. He's laughing so hard. So, yeah, those are the three new cast members. You know, we wish them the best. Chris Redd, who is very, very funny. Heidi Gardner and Luke Knoll. And we'll see how they do. You know, I don't think we're going to see a ton of them on the premiere because that's just not how it works. But hopefully one or two of them will take off and get featured a lot on the show. So anyway, those are the new cast members. Now let's talk about last season. I have here a list from where they ranked the best sketches of the season, and I also have some of the more memorable moments about SNL. So here's what they've got. These are the 10 best sketches of last season where they mention. The first one is Live Report. This was when what's her name? Margot Robbie hosted. And it was a very simple concept, a guy with a hot girlfriend, but impeccably scripted, how it bounces back and forth and heightens with every new character, each of whom has a distinct take on the game of the sketch. It might not get the attention of the show's Trump stuff or SNL's weirder fare, but when I talk to my professional sketch writing friends about the season, this one always comes up. Do you remember this? Do you guys remember this? The sketch? It was Kenan Thompson was a reporter, and they were doing a news. They were covering a news story.
Yeah.
And I think it was Mikey Day who they had dressed up like a real dork, and then Margot Robbie is all hot, and basically everybody who, you know, back in the studio in the newsroom and stuff, and Kenan Thompson can't believe that she's with this guy. Instead of them covering the news story, they keep talking about how they can't believe that this guy is with this woman. It was pretty funny. I wouldn't have chosen it as one of the best sketches of the year, but it was a funny one. It was funny. This one is fantastic. Actress Roundtable. And it's hard to watch the sketch without thinking about what it could have been, coming off an Emmy win and a breakout role in Ghostbusters. It was supposed to be Kate McKinnon's year. The sketch was they've done this one a couple of times where they had young actresses talking about what it's like to work in Hollywood, and then Kate McKinnon was like a 95-year-old actress who talks about being a prostitute and talks about like how she had to sleep with a bunch of guys, and like all of her stories about being an actress back in the old days are horrifying, and then they keep cutting back between the younger actresses and her, and again Kate McKinnon just kills it. Just kills it. For me personally, some of my favorite sketches, which are a couple are included in here. The Black Jeopardy sketch with Tom Hanks as Trump supporter Doug. For my money, I thought it was the best political sketch of last season, and I'm including all the debates, which a lot of them were really great, all the Trump and all the Clinton stuff. I think that this was the best political sketch of the season, it was brilliant, and it was not it was subtle. Hanks was great. The character of Doug was hilarious, and it really got to the truth of what was happening at the time. And just a great piece of writing and a great piece of, like, everybody was very funny on it. The moment where Kenan Thompson walks over to shake Tom Hanks's hand is one of my favorite moments, just one of my favorite single moments of all of last season. So for me, that was probably my favorite sketch of last season, was the Black Jeopardy with Doug. Dan, have you seen that sketch?
You know, I never got around to it. I meant to watch it after your recommendation, but never did.
It's out there. I mean, you can obviously see it on YouTube. And Esmeralda, did you see the Black Jeopardy sketch with Doug?
No, I didn't.
It's brilliant. It really is truly brilliant. And you know, and that was the same night of David S. Pumpkin. So that was a good night. That was the night that the Cubs won the pennant. And then David S. Pumpkins was unveiled to the world. By the way, David S. Pumpkins is coming back in animated form. NBC is going to have an animated special dedicated to David S. Pumpkins, and Tom Hanks is doing the voice. So, anyway. All right, what were some of your favorite sketches or favorite moments, memorable moments from season 42 last year of SNL, and SNL debuts tomorrow night? So there you go. 312-981-7200. Welcome back, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live on the Allstate's in the Allstate studios on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 o'clock. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, You Big Dummy, and Fly Jams Friday. All coming up for you Friday morning. SNL debuts their 43rd season this Saturday, tomorrow night, and we're looking back at season 42. And we would love to hear from you. What were some of your favorite moments or favorite sketches from last year? 312-981-7200. In fact, one of the biggest years that they've had in a long time on SNL. So let's go back to some of these other things that we're on. I got to say the Totino's commercial that they did, that was when Kristen Stewart hosted. Kristen Stewart, by the way, was very funny when she hosted, and like sort of surprisingly so, because, you know, she's got that weird sort of personality that just seems like she's too cool for the room, and she seems a little introverted and weird and quiet. She's become like one of my favorite actresses. I mean, when I, you know, back when she was just in the Twilight movies, I was like, man, she stinks. She's terrible. And then like that Snow White movie was bad. And then suddenly she starts making these incredible choices really interesting movies and offbeat stuff. And she's great now. Like she's not only making interesting choices and doing sort of challenging movies, but she's just turned into this really wonderful actress. And she was really funny on SNL. They did a commercial for Totino's, you know, pizza rolls. It was, she hosted the night before the Super Bowl. She was the host the night before the Super Bowl. So they did like a bunch of football stuff. And in fact, they did a Family Feud football edition. Do you remember? Did you see that episode, Dan, at all?
No, I didn't get a chance.
Family Feud. Well, first of all, Kenan Thompson as Steve Harvey, never not hilarious. Never not hilarious. Every time he opens his mouth, how's it going, player? It's just, you like the buttons on my suit? It's just fantastic. So that's always funny. But the Family Feud that they did the night that Kristen Stewart hosted, they had it was football themed, and she played Gisele Bündchen on it. And she was very funny. She did a pretty good accent, and they wrote her some pretty funny stuff to say. Who's Gisele Bündchen married to?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, of course. Yeah. So they did that, and she was great on it. And of course, on that same sketch, Kate McKinnon did her magnificent Justin Bieber. So anyway, on that same show, they did this commercial for Totino's, and it was Vanessa Bayer was like the wife is like, hey, go get us some pizza rolls. Like all the guys are watching the football game. And she, of course, is the wife that has to feed, get beers for the guys and make pizza rolls for them. And one of the guys shows up with his new girlfriend, and the girlfriend is played by Kristen Stewart. And so all the guys are like, you know, doing guy stuff and drinking beer and talking about how the wives need to be in the kitchen and cooking. Meanwhile, in the kitchen, Kristen Stewart and Vanessa Bayer start making out, and they're not even paying attention to the guys. And it is fantastic. It's unbelievably funny and a great takeoff. And here's what they wrote on one of the lists as this Totino's. It says, repeating sketches is often a fabric of SNL, but they are a challenge. Often a revisited sketch will follow the same beats that the original with just altered jokes. It's why, as Seth Meyers pointed out when he interviewed the Lonely Island short, the writers are most impressed with their coworkers or are able to revisit the world of a sketch and find something new. Airing before the Super Bowl, the Totino sketches flew under the radar, but in the third incarnation, they were able to find something new, funnier, and satisfying. And they did. It was the third of the Totino sketch was by far the funniest one. By far. Did you see that, Esmeralda?
That one I did see.
Yeah, that was very funny.
Yeah, I was not expecting that.
Yeah. Okay. Here's one that caused a lot of controversy. I think it's one of the most controversial sketches of the season. It was when Dwayne The Rock Johnson hosted, and I don't know if you guys saw this one. The title of the sketch is "The Most Evil Invention," and it's about these like superheroes who are going to stop this villain who is inventing the most evil, you know, like, and it's like the superheroes talking about what the most evil invention is. So here's what they write about, This one is off to a slow start, and the central premise is revealed. Oh, boy, it's the darkest SNL sketch in recent memory, performed with an impressive sociopath deadpan by The Rock. It's not for everyone. If you listen to the audience, you get a sense that like 15% of them were with it. Or it was the funniest thing they'd seen all year. The other 85% mostly thought it was horrific. Esmeralda, you remember this one?
Yeah, I remember watching it and just at the end going, oh, okay.
Dan, have you seen this sketch? Do you know what the sketch is about? The most evil invention?
No, I didn't see it.
So what they're doing is you're talking about like this, a supervillain has invented the most evil, you know, invention. And all the superheroes are there, like at a press conference to talk about it. And they're talking about like a death ray or something. They think it's going to be something like a laser beam that blows up a planet or, you know, something that causes flooding or something, you know, so the worst. But it's a robot that molests children. That's the most evil invention on the planet. And The Rock, seriously, The Rock is the guy who invented who's the one who invented it. And so they were all super villains. That's the setup, was they were all super villains. And so they were going to unveil this new horrifying invention. And The Rock plays the guy who invents the thing. And when it's revealed what the robot does, there's a very uncomfortable silence in the audience. And like, did they really? Is that where this sketch is going? Seriously, one of the darkest sketches that they did all season, without question. I thought it was hilarious, but I know a lot of people were offended by it. And you know, sometimes SNL does offend. It not as often as it used to, but it certainly did then. So, all right, we're going to talk more SNL. What were your favorite moments from last season? We got a break here for the news. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. It's Friday Fly Jams Friday coming up. Get your requests in, 312-981-7200. Also have our regular Friday features. We'll have You Big Dummy coming up in a few minutes. And Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies. All coming up on this Friday morning. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. So right now we're talking about SNL. The 43rd season of SNL debuts tomorrow night. Your host is Ryan Gosling. Your musical guest is Jay-Z. And I really hope it turns out well. We talked about the three new cast members who will join as featured players just starting this weekend. And we're just reviewing what everybody's favorite parts of last season were. And I've got a couple of articles here, and I'm sharing my favorite stuff from last season as well. We'd love to hear from you. 42nd season of SNL was a very successful season. Multiple Emmys, lots of ratings. They made the news a lot. A lot of that has to do, of course, with the election. So 312-981-7200 is the phone number. I just want to mention a couple of sketches that that showcased the tremendous talent of Melissa Villaseñor, who is a great addition to the cast and who is an incredible impressionist, one of the best impressionists that they've had on the show. And they had two sketches in particular that showcased her amazing talent as an impressionist. The first one was when Aziz Ansari hosted the show, and they played boyfriend and girlfriend, and they were fooling around in bed, and he wanted to try some, you know, some sort of dirty talk or talking to each other while they're in bed, and she launched into different impersonations, including her great Owen Wilson impersonation. While they were trying to get all sexy, she starts talking like Owen Wilson, and then she does an unbelievable Owen Wilson. Esmeralda, have you seen this sketch?
I have seen it. Yeah,
she's so good, man, and she's so incredibly cute. I just love her, man. I hope they use her more this season. She had a few standout moments, that one in particular, but the when Octavia Spencer hosted and they did this sketch where they had to dub in the voices for this new animated movie called Zoopolis, and it was Octavia Spencer and Alex Moffat and Melissa Villaseñor. They played the voiceover artists, and they had to do different celebrities saying certain lines from this movie. And at one point, Melissa Villaseñor just goes on a tear and does like four. She does, you know, she does the Owen Wilson again, but she goes on a tear and she does like an incredible Kristen Wiig. Who else does she do? She does Kate McKinnon. Her Kate McKinnon was unbelievable. She did J-Lo. It was just a great showcase for her. And Octavia Spencer did a couple of really good impressions, including Jodie Foster. She did a very solid Jodie Foster. And Alex Moffat did Bill Walton and Hugh Grant. It was a really funny sketch. And Kenan Thompson at one point jumped in, even though he was playing the director. At one point, he jumped in and did his Tracy Morgan, which of course was spot on. It was a wonderful sketch. If you've not seen it and you want to see just what kind of an amazing ear and talent that Melissa Villaseñor has, you got to check it out. It's if you just SNL, just Google SNL Zoopolis. It's really funny. Have you seen that one, Esmeralda?
Yeah, I saw that one. It was pretty good.
She's amazing. She's just amazing. And here's the other thing. This is insane, but she was hired last year, so she was a newbie last year to the cast. First time in SNL history that a Latin woman, a female a Latina, has been hired. 42 years.
That's ridiculous.
42 years.
That it took that long.
Yeah. It's completely ridiculous. It's absurd. So anyway, I hope she gets more to do this season. So I just wanted to mention a nice showcase for her because she's very funny. You can't go wrong with all of the Sean Spicer stuff that Melissa McCarthy did was gold. The first time she came out, man, and it was like a total surprise. Nobody knew. You know, they kept that under wraps. The first time she came out, the place went berserk. The whole audience went nuts. And I was laughing my ass off. And the great thing about it was not only was she hilarious doing Sean Spicer, the material was really strong. And she delivered it beautifully. But, you know, not only was it just sort of a brutal portrayal of Sean Spicer on every level, but it was pure genius to have a woman play that role, because it would piss off everybody at the White House. That would make it even more of a devastating satire, is it the fact that it's a woman that's taking Spicer down. I thought that was a genius stroke. Really was. And she was great. She killed. And now the guy got fired, so now she's not going to be able to do it. That was the thing, though, man. When Scaramucci got hired, everybody was like, oh, God, I can't wait till SNL comes back. The guy got canned. And now I really hope tomorrow night that they do a sketch of all of the people who have been fired from the White House. I think they should do that. I think they should talk about everybody who's been fired from the White House, or maybe set it up as like Saturday Night Live is very disappointed that their talent did not get to do this. So we're going to write a sketch with all of the people from the White House staff who have been fired between, you know, when the show ended and now. And I think that would be fantastic. So because Bill Hader played him on one of the SNL Weekend Update Thursday night specials that they did over the summer. Hader came back and played him and was hilarious. And then, of course, you know, you're watching that and you're going, I'm so disappointed, because if this guy still had the job, we'd see Bill Hader every week, which would be fantastic. So, all right. Anyway, that was always great. All the debate stuff was great. But I think one of the most incredible sections of SNL was the first 45 minutes of the Dave Chappelle hosted episode, which there were some weak sketches and some moments that were weak in the second half of that episode. But the first half of that episode, the first 45 minutes of that episode, was insane, brilliant. And kind of breathtaking. The opening, if you guys don't remember, the opening was Kate McKinnon dressed as Hillary Clinton singing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. And Leonard Cohen had died that week. And this was the first show after Trump won the election. And so Kate McKinnon opens the show dressed as Hillary Clinton playing Hallelujah. And I started crying. It made me cry. I was sitting watching the TV. It was a stunning opening. Absolutely stunning. It was such a great way to handle it. Like, Alec Baldwin did not make an appearance on that episode. He did not make an appearance as Trump on that episode. And just to have that moment, that was the moment. And then Dave Chappelle comes out and does an opening monologue that was unbelievable. It was brilliant. It was of the moment, and it was Chappelle being Chappelle. You know, he dropped the N-word like three or four times during it and apologized to Lorne Michaels during the monologue. They replayed it a couple of weeks ago. They reran it a couple of weeks ago. And it's an extraordinary opening monologue. If you have not seen it, the opening monologue of Dave Chappelle, the first episode after Trump gets elected, right after she sings Hallelujah, he comes out and does that. They take a break. They come back and they do the election night sketch, which was absolutely brilliant. It was a bunch of white people in an apartment watching the election results, and Dave Chappelle is there with them, and they're all like, we're gonna elect our first female president, it's gonna be great. And Dave Chappelle's like, I don't know. And so the sketch continues, you know, to show the results as they come in. It goes later and later into the night, and at one point in the second blackout, or when they come back the second time, Chris Rock shows up. So you get an appearance by Chris Rock. So now you got Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock in a room full of white people who are unbelievably shocked that Trump is winning. And they are like, I'm telling you, I told you so. I told you. And they weren't, you know, and then at one point, one of the characters says, oh my God, I think this country might be racist. And they cut back to Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. They're like, really? Really? And so that was brilliant. And then that was followed up with a very solid, that was followed with Tribe Called Quest. And Tribe Called Quest killed it that night. Absolutely killed it. One of the best musical performances certainly of the season in a very long time. And then that was followed by a really brilliant Weekend Update. And then the show kind of lagged a little bit in the second half. But that, for the first 45 minutes of that Dave Chappelle episode, was, I think, important and funny and brilliant. And just extraordinary in every single way. It was without question, up until that, you know, the first 45 minutes, it was the best episode of the season. So now you watched that episode, right, Esmeralda?
I did see that one.
It's stunning. I mean, just, you know, to cap it off with Tribe, I mean, that was just, come on. It was brilliant. So anyway, that's a look back at this 42nd season of SNL. Really popular season. I think the ratings are going to be pretty strong this year as well. And I know a lot of people will be watching tomorrow night. Three new cast members, Ryan Gosling and Jay-Z, are the guest and the host, the musical guest and the host. So that's coming up. And there you go. So, all right, we're going to take a break. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we're going to come back with You Big Dummy, You Big Dummy, right here on WGN.